Is it all falling into place now? It's a carrot. If it's likely to help you to listen and to concentrate, then do come along and collect a carrot. Oh, Ranelle, come and have a carrot stick to eat. Anybody want a carrot stick? No? Look, I've cut them all up. Oh, here, our Dayton's going to have one. There we go. Wait, Sue, can you eat it? Is that right? No? Sue would like a carrot. Okay, well, do you know what? I'm going to leave these carrots. There we go. I'm going to leave the carrots somewhere. People, are we into carrots eating? Not quite yet, no. Oh, here we go. Carrots. What do we know about carrots? Tell me some of the things that we know about carrots. I'm going to leave them here. You're welcome at any point. Nobody's going to watch to come and pick up a carrot. What do you know about carrots? They help you see in the dark. Good. Why? Vitamin A. Sorry, Ben?
Said you never see a rabbit with glasses, do you?
You never see a rabbit with glasses. That is a dad joke, isn't it? They used to be purple, that's true. Anything else? Oh, I'm going this one first. Go on.
They grow under the ground.
They grow under the ground. Go on.
They taste nice on cake.
Okay. Carrot cake, one of my favourites. Just mentioning that there. As long as it's gluten-free, of course. They're a root crop, as you were saying, really. That's what you were telling me, wasn't it? That they're a root crop. That's the technical term. So, the life cycle of the carrot. The carrot seed is planted in the spring. Here is the packet of carrot seed. All right, planted. We plant the little seeds, they're very, very small, in the ground. As the seed germinates, the green leaves grow upwards, and at the same time, the root, what we call the carrot, grows below ground. Now, I have got carrots growing in the garden. If you'd have come when the seeds were put into the ground, I could have said to you, there are carrots growing there. But you wouldn't have been able to see anything, would you? You have to have faith in me that I was telling you the truth. As the green leaves appear, began to see evidence of something happening, but again, you'd have had to have faith that what was growing was actually carrots. As I went this morning early to pull these out of the ground, I had to have faith that carrots would appear. Here they are. Not bad. Not good. Oh, one I must have left in the ground. One or two aren't too bad though, actually, aren't they? Well, vaguely. This is a better one. Here we are. This is a proper carrot, isn't it? I have to say, I don't do the gardening in my household, really. Not really. I do the weeding bit. Anyway. Oh, they're not going back in there yet, Susie, because I've got to have the dirt. Look, there's plenty of dirt.
I'm thinking about all the dirt.
Let's just make a mess on the. I don't know about you, but over these last couple of weeks, we seem to be hearing a lot about been hearing a lot about recently. Something to do there? Say it a bit, Abby, louder.
Roots.
We've been hearing about roots. Colossians 2, Rachel, remember talking with the help of Ben. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him. At Holiday Club, thank you. Thank you, ready? Remember, Ephesians 3. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Jesus. Stop there, stop there, stop there, stop there, stop there. We're just going to stop there. Remember, it was about rooted. It was about being rooted. Roots stop the plant from falling over. They provide an anchor as they grow out and down into the soil. The roots also act a bit like a straw as they absorb the nutrients up in the soil. But a plant can only grow good roots if there is good soil. Well, in our parable, Jesus said the seed which grew to produce a good crop was sown in good soil. What does good soil look like? For us, it looks like Jesus. That's the beginning of good soil, and it's the end of good soil. Jesus, because Jesus is all we need to grow. Sounds simple, and it is, but it also sounds difficult, and it is. We're going to think just practically about one way that we can think about what it looks like. And it's this, the Bible. It's such a good place to grow with Jesus. Find a version which works for you. It might be in book form. It might be in audio form or visual form. Parents, grandparents, a quick message here for you. You may need to help your children to find an age-appropriate way to do this. And remember, they grow and change. This message is to children. Any children here? Any young people here? Any adults here? This is for all of you. Find a way to read a part of the Bible every day. Maybe you do it on your own. Maybe you do it as a family. Maybe with a group of friends. Ask questions. Ask questions of what you read. Ask, what might this mean for me, for my neighbour, for those who are struggling? Don't just read and forget. You know, like just one more tick list, a thing on your tick list that you need to do. Actually consider what Jesus might be saying. Take opportunities to discuss and study Jesus. That could be in life groups, through books. Take GCSE RS if that's an option for you. For some of you, maybe it might be coming up. Consider other courses that are available for study. The Bible is God's Word. It's a living resource where we can see, hear, and know Jesus through reading it, through getting into the Bible. Jesus longs for us to grow in our faith. A growing faith allows Jesus to be at work in us and around us, just as the good soil surrounds the seed. And it makes carrots tasty to eat. Come and eat of my carrots. My question is, just finish my mouthful. Do we want to grow in our faith. If we do, we need to be active. The good soil is there. We need to actually want to grow and to take a stance and to do something about it. Amen. Oh, I shouldn't have put that in my mouth, because right, okay. We're just going to be quiet for a moment and just acknowledge before God that sometimes we don't always lead life in the way that we should. Go on, take one, take one. Let's just, in the silence, acknowledge to God that sometimes we go our own way. We surround ourselves with things that are not good. Help us, Lord Jesus, to have our focus on you. When things get in the way and distract us, turn us back to you. Lord, we know that when we come to you and ask for you to forgive us, you will forgive us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.